For the record, my name is Bill Parrish. Today's July 27th, 2005, and I'm testifying here at Cruz headquarters at the monthly OIC meeting. For the record also, is State Treasurer Randall Edwards still on the line?
Randall, you still on the line?
A couple quick comments related to the meeting. That special opportunity fund, of course, there's a lot of old PGE stock out there that can be accumulated. I'm sure a lot of people are doing it. And then secondly, it was an interesting presentation by Wilbur Prentice. You may recall that 2 years ago I gave you a rather complete packet on that little controversy related to Hewlett-Packard. And it was Wilbur Prentice's subsidiary Institutional Shareholder Services that determined that merger would take place by voting over 30% of the shares. And of course it was a disaster. Thousands of people here in Oregon lost their jobs. So again, even though Wilbur Prentice is a great investment banking firm, they do a lot of good things, it's interesting that they own ISS, the leading corporate governance consultant in the country. My public comment for the meeting today is basically that the newest member of council, Katie Durant, has significant potential conflicts of interest and should therefore resign in order to allow the governor to make a more appropriate choice. Another party had planned to file a formal complaint with the State Ethics Commission, yet I convinced them to wait until early August. They claim inadequate financial disclosures, lack of Oregon residency, in addition to specific business-related interest conflicts. For this reason, my sincere recommendation would be that Katie Durant resign. Thank you for the opportunity to make this comment today. It's interesting, there are so many first participants out there. I realize now there are 25 people that I represent as investment advisors that are in PERS. It kind of surprised me, I added them up. Some in the system, some of them retired 20 years. And as you can imagine, with the articles that have appeared recently, for instance, the front page story in Oregonian, the couple lounging by the pool down in Arizona, people are very sensitive to anything that could discredit the PERS system and your fellow members. So that's again why I make the comment. Thank you.